Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 49 degrees under mostly cloudy skies with some fog and mist around. Today's Thursday, September 6th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. An 18-year-old Vancouver, BC resident suffered minor injuries after being attacked by a brown bear sow on a popular trail near Sitka. The young woman was traveling on the state ferry with her family. The attack occurred on the Mosquito Cove Trail on Tuesday, about a mile from the Sitka Ferry Terminal. Mosquito Cove is a mile and a quarter loop that begins and ends in the Forest Service campground in the Stargavin Valley. The woman, Nicola Rammel, was out in front of the rest of her family jogging during a ferry layover. The area of trail where she met the sow runs along the ocean in the thick forest fringe at the base of a cliff. ADF&G biologist Phil Mooney says the bear and cub were traveling in the same direction as Rammel, who had almost no time to react.
When she stepped up on the knob, essentially she was looking right at the bear's butt, and she yelled and turned around to flee and fell off the corner of the trail there and down the hill, and the bear pounced on her and bit her in the buttocks.
This bite is the only injury Rammel suffered. Unlike Sitka's last harmful bear encounter between a mountain biker and another sow at Hart Lake in 2009, the bear did not swipe Rammel with her claws. But the episode was not quite over.
She screamed again, and the bear let her go. It turned around and rejoined its cub, and she stood up and waved at the bear and yelled at the bear, and the bear charged her again, bluff charged, and didn't make any physical contact that time, and then turned around and picked up the cub and left the scene.
All of this happened so quickly that the young woman's family never knew she was in distress. Mooney says the sow is probably a new mother, around 7 years old. Her cub was born this year and appears a little scrawny for this late in the summer. The sow has had two other notable encounters with people. A few weeks ago, she bluff-charged the occupants of the Stargavin Recreation Cabin, and just the day before this incident, she climbed up on the boardwalk and bluff-charged a local resident who had gotten between the sow and her cub. The Forest Service has now closed all trails and the campground in the Stargavin Valley. Mooney, however, says trail users elsewhere in Sitka should be aware that this kind of encounter is not unique to Stargavin.
There's a perceived notion of safety whether you're in the campground or on the trails, and you should discard that perceived notion and expect to run into a bear and be prepared to run into a bear, and think about that, whether or not you should be listening on your headphones while you're jogging down a trail like Mosquito Cove that's fairly narrow, has limited sight distance, and there is the opportunity to close in on a bear before you have a chance to react.
Mooney believes the sow's reaction to the young woman on the Mosquito Cove trail was normal behavior for a brown bear with a cub. Although all's well that ends well in this story, Mooney thinks this young visitor from Canada, through no fault of her own, may have antagonized the sow more than necessary. He wants all of us who live in brown bear country to have a better game plan if and when our turn comes.
You don't want to run, and if she comes at you, probably want to drop immediately to the ground and cover up. That's the advice I'd give to people. You should also mentally be prepared and be kind of surprised if you don't run into a bear. It's been a pretty easy season so far, but that doesn't make up for that single encounter that you might have that you're the one that's laying face down on the ground.
Alaska State Troopers describe Rammel's injuries in the attack as minor. She was treated and released and allowed to continue on her trip with her family. Today, Raven News concludes our profiles of Sitka's three mayoral candidates. Tor Christensen has been on the assembly since 2010. He also served from 1998 until 2001. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
Tor Christensen sees the race for mayor as having three distinct candidates.
It's a bit of a left, right, and center, and so I think we're going to find out if Sitka has a center.
Left, right, and center, you being the center.
That's how I see myself, yes.
He sees Assemblymember Mitch McConnell on the left of the political spectrum and Mayor Cheryl Westover on the right.
I don't think she's done a terrible job by any stretch. However, I think I can do better. I've obviously had some run-ins with Cheryl. We've also collaborated on some things. So this is not a case of well, you know, we've got this terrible person doing this. And that's not at all.
During Westover's term, the Assembly has conducted more of its business openly. Sometimes that means a work session with a city commission, and other times it means long meetings, while Assembly members cobble together ordinance language at the table.
Actually, I like the openness.
Christensen says he'd like to see more work sessions. Doing so allows members to have a conversation instead of a strictly governed debate.
Too many decisions come to the Assembly where we've only got yes or no, and where it's too late to make changes. And so a lot of good ideas either don't come out or get voted down because you can't modify them.
Having more public conversations among members and with citizens, he says, will allow the Assembly to be more assertive.
There's a number of things I'd like to see us do. I'd like to see us be much more proactive on the tourism front. We've made some movements that way, but we really need to be out there looking under every rock.
He says the city's recent discussion about a deep water dock was good, but also that more conversations need to happen with the cruise industry and with charter operators.
But we also need to be looking at our fishing industry. That's our backbone industry. It always has been. And we need to work on ways to make that better. Paying attention to the harbors, being down, talking to the fishermen and the processors to figure out ways to make Sitka a better port. Because the better we are, the more boats that will be in here, the happier our people will be. And also the more economic activity, the more raw fish tax and so on. It snowballs.
Christensen was born and raised in Sitka and spent time living outside the community. It didn't last.
I've never been able to leave for very long. I just, every time I tried to go someplace else, the cement would close in and I just didn't like it. I'd like it here.
And he says running for mayor is a way for him to serve the community's future. Warren Christensen was city attorney from the mid-1960s until the early 1970s. Tor Christensen says Sitka has become more cosmopolitan since then.
I would really like my kids to be able to talk about me, whether I'm still around or not, and say, you know, he really did good for our town. People remember me, him for what we did and the things that I did that helped make things better. I think I can speak about my father that way.
But he also says he likes what Sitka has become. He says it has a diverse economy, at least by Alaska standards, and that he would like to see that continue.
It was a little more, and I kind of miss this sometimes, a little more freewheeling. I miss Porky Picard for lots of reasons. He and other people of my father's generation, I seem to feel, had a little more just get it done attitude, which I've been accused of trying that a little too much myself. So
Tor Christensen is on the mayoral ballot with incumbent Cheryl Westover and fellow Assembly member Mim McConnell. The municipal election is October 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
You can hear the profiles of all three mayoral candidates on our website, kcaw.org. Next week, we'll be talking with the Assembly candidates, and you'll have a chance to ask them all of your questions during our live call-in forums the week of September 17th. Sea Alaska Corporation has formally responded to Sheldon Jackson College trustees' claim to a popular fishing area near Sitka. The Southeast Regional Native Corporation says it should take over an 11-acre site, including Redoubt Falls, as part of a nearby and parts of a nearby lake and bay. Sheldon Jackson's trustees have made claim to 160 acres in the area, including the land Sea Alaska seeks. The corporation's answer to that claim was filed Tuesday with the Federal Bureau of Land Management. It says the land sought by Sea Alaska is a traditional Tlingit fishing village historically owned by the Kiksani clan. Jaylene Arujo is Sea Alaska's general counsel.
We believe it's pretty clear that Native ownership and use and occupancy was established first, and we understand that there may have been some Russian use, but we still believe that we have a very strong claim to Native historical use, and we'll continue to pursue that claim.
Sea Alaska plans to turn site management over to the Sitka Tribe of Alaska if it wins its claim. Sheldon Jackson's trustees say they can trace ownership from around the time Russia sold Alaska to the United States. Their filings also say Redoubt once housed a small Russian town. The corporation says those claims are for long-gone buildings, not the land, which is now part of the Tongass National Forest, And it says Russian historians trace the Tlingit town to before colonial times. Sea Alaska also says the Russians paid a form of rent to use the readout area. In addition, it says Russian law strictly prohibited colonists from appropriating Tlingit-owned property. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is holding its first ever stand-down outreach event in southeast Alaska this Friday and Saturday at Juneau Centennial Hall. Stand-down events are designed to provide services to veterans, especially homeless vets and vets in need. The Juneau event will feature information about VA services, as well as 13 local nonprofits and Native groups. Marsha Hoffman DeVoe is a spokeswoman for the Alaska VA healthcare system.
Having, you know, VA staff and programs and community programs ultimately provides a better package, you know, for the veterans, so that, you know, we're working with the agencies here in the community to, you know, do those transitions between what we can provide and what the community agency can provide.
Hoffman DeVoe says VA stand-down events take place nationwide. Anchorage has hosted them for more than 25 years and Fairbanks for more than a decade. Non-VA partners in the stand-down event include the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, the Tlingit and Haida Central Council, Front Street Clinic, and Southeast Senior Services. In addition to health care and housing services, veterans who attend the event can get used clothing, blankets, and sheets through the U.S. Defense Reutilization Office. The event will be held Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Centennial Hall in Juneau. So in weather forecast today, for Sitka and Port Alexander, calls for decreasing clouds, scattered showers in the morning, diminishing in the afternoon, highs around 59, west winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, chance of rain in the morning, then rain likely in the afternoon, highs around 56, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka.